You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Hyperarousal response. Item number: SCP-1129. Object class: Euclid. Special containment procedures. SCP-1129 is to be contained in a 3-meter cubed chamber in the high security wing of Site 83. Due to the nature of SCP-1129, no direct or first-degree indirect viewing methods, such as observation windows or cameras, are allowed within the containment chamber, except as authorized by a level 4 or higher researcher. Visual contact with SCP-1129, whether direct, indirect, or recorded, is not allowed except under strictly controlled experimental conditions. SCP-1129's continued presence and status is monitored by ultrasound, as the image produced does not cause the effects typical of observing SCP-1129. Knowledge of SCP-1129's effects is non-essential for any personnel with less than level 4 security clearance. Personnel assigned to the research, containment, security, or other support teams associated with SCP-1129 are to be sequestered from the other personnel at Site 83 until such time as they have been removed from the assignment and have completed the debriefing and clearance procedures. If any personnel at Site 83, whether assigned to SCP-1129 or not, begin to exhibit the Stage 1 or 2 symptoms described below, they are to be administered Class B amnestics immediately and must receive a psychological examination to determine the severity of after effects, with further psychological treatment made available as necessary. If a member of assigned personnel is deemed unnecessary to the continued containment of SCP-1129, they may be transferred to another project so long as they had no direct exposure to SCP-1129. Prior to transfer, all personnel who have been assigned to SCP-1129 must successfully complete a memory restructuring following treatment with Class A amnestics. At that point, they must complete a minimum 2-week quarantine period to be certain that they do not manifest Stage 1 or 2 symptoms. Description. SCP-1129 is a large object of apparently biological origin. Its composition is largely unknown, as it seems to flow past any and all objects that approach it, temporarily breaking apart and changing its own dimensions as needed. Due to this, only one sample has ever been obtained, which showed the presence of several amino acids and hormone analogs consistent with terrestrial life, but no DNA samples were detected. Based on longitudinal ultrasound recordings, it appears that SCP-1129 is dimensionally fractal in nature, with a partial existence in a theoretical 3.333rd spatial dimension. Based on behavior, it is presumed that SCP-1129 is sentient, although this is unconfirmed. While any sentient being makes visual contact with SCP-1129, they will immediately enter Stage 1, which is characterized by an extremely heightened flight reflex. They will attempt to flee from SCP-1129 by any means possible, ignoring obstacles and personal injury. Footnote 1. This effect is most pronounced in mammals, but has been observed in all animal life, including birds, fish, snails, and insects. Certain sentient anomalies, however, are not affected. Human subjects have later described this as having been overcome with intense fear and unthinking hysteria. Stage 1 symptoms will increase in intensity so long as a subject remains within 23.3 meters of SCP-1129 or remains in direct line of sight of SCP-1129. Stage 1 symptoms will persist for several hours after the affected being has left the immediate range of effect of SCP-1129. Footnote 2. The exact length of time varies considerably from individual to individual, with an average of 4 hours. If the affected subject is unable to leave the range of effect, they will exhibit increasingly frantic behaviors until finally expiring. Post-mortem examinations reveal that the cause of death is typically cardiac arrest or the equivalent, consistent with a prolonged heightened state of fear and stress. Once a subject has recovered from Stage 1 symptoms, they will immediately proceed to Stage 2. Stage 2 is characterized by heightened aggression and hostility towards SCP-1129. Human subjects experiencing these symptoms invariably describe SCP-1129 as wrong, not the right kind of real, not fitting here, etc., and incredibly dangerous. They will express a strong desire to destroy it immediately by any means possible. If the animal subject to Stage 2 symptoms is not able to convince others to assist them in destroying SCP-1129, they will attempt to do so on their own, up to and including breaching containment on SCP-1129 or other SCP items believed to possibly be useful in the destruction of SCP-1129. If multiple individuals are experiencing Stage 2 symptoms, they will work together in a destruction attempt. Subjects do not display any change in intelligence, skills, or ability to communicate. However, in cross-species cooperation is usually minimized. No other change in behavior or motivation is noted, and subjects experiencing Stage 2 symptoms will pause in order to eat or sleep, although they return to their destruction attempts as soon as feasible. However, upon seeing SCP-1129, subjects will promptly return to Stage 1, with no apparent memory of having experienced it before, beginning the cycle again. This cycle will continue unabated until the subject has either died or been administered amnestics. In approximately 1.7% of cases, a subject will enter Stage 3 instead, which is characterized by all voluntary muscles freezing in place. This muscle locking persists despite all treatments, including removal from SCP-1129's range of effect, administration of muscle relaxers, administration of amnestics, and medical destruction of the motor nerves controlling them. To date, the most control of voluntary muscles that has ever been regained was in 3 individuals who regained control of the eyelids, allowing voluntary blinking, and partial control of the vocal cords. In these cases, amnestics were successful in eradicating the Stage 1 and Stage 2 symptoms. Video feeds and photographs of SCP-1129 produce an identical effect, though artist renditions have no effect. Despite this profound observational cognitohazard effect, SCP-1129 seems to be completely harmless otherwise. It has now been determined that transition into Stage 2 may be caused by any significant knowledge of the nature of SCP-1129's effects. SCP-1129 is now considered a Grade 3 info hazard and has been upgraded to Euclid, See addendum. Addendum. On April 19, researchers assigned to SCP-1129 began to share the consensus that SCP-1129 was incredibly dangerous and submitted multiple requests for its decommissioning, which were all denied. A new team of researchers were assigned, but within 30 days, they exhibited the same opinions as a previous team. Subsequent research teams have displayed the same effects, despite updated containment procedures. Teams of researchers are now to be cycled on a bi-weekly basis, as that seems to slow the onset of the infohazard aspect of SCP-1129's effects. Efforts are currently underway to identify and locate all personnel, Foundation-wide, who may have been exposed to information regarding SCP-1129 directly or secondhand, with administration of amnestics and memory restructuring performed as appropriate. As of the date of this report, personnel have been identified and successfully treated. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. Rating, reviewing, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at curehd.ca.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.